Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, right on the southwest side of Columbus. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Tuesday to you. Hope you're having a great day today and enjoying the beautiful summer weather we've been enjoying these last couple weeks. And I love the summertime. I love the warm weather, and I look forward to a great, great summer in 2023. And I hope you're having a great day today, and you're enjoying the sunshine and the warmth as well. And God has been mighty good to you, as he has to all of us. Listen, I want to share something with you today from John chapter 18. John chapter 18. If you look with me at verse number 31, John 18 and verse 31. Then said Pilate unto them, Take ye him, that's Jesus, and judge him according to your law. The Jews therefore said unto him, It is not lawful for us to put any man to death, that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die. Then Pilate entered into the judgment all again, and called Jesus, and said unto him, Art thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus answered him, Sayest thou this thing of thyself? Or did others tell it thee of me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. And Pilate therefore said to him, Art thou a king then? And Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Well, this is Jesus before the governor, Pontius Pilate. And Pilate has heard the accusations. He doesn't know. He doesn't even understand. He's pretty ignorant of who Jesus of Nazareth is. So he asks the question there in verse number 35. What hast thou done? Oh, what a question. Oh, what Jesus could have said. He could have talked about creating the world. He could have talked about all the things of creations, because the Bible says all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In fact, Colossians tells us he holds it all together. It's by him that all things consist. He could have left that and said, And then I came to earth. I was born of a virgin. I grew to manhood. And begin to call men to follow me. Peter, Andrew, James, John, 12 and all. And I went about healing the sick and raising the dead and preaching the gospel and performing miracles. And Jesus could have said all these things that he had done. But better yet, maybe we can call some witnesses today as to what he has done. Oh, I see a man approaching now. Tell us your name, sir. Well, I'm a centurion. My servant, whom I love, was sick. I told the Savior not to come, but he just spoke a word and healed my servant. And I went home, and my servant was made well. And I asked him, well, what time was it when he began to get better? And it was the exact time that Jesus said he would be made whole. Oh, what he meant, what has he done? What has he done? He's healed my servant. Well, here comes a lady. Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm Peter's mother-in-law. Well, what has he done for you? Well, I was sick. I had a fever. And he came into the house, and he touched me. And my fever left. I mean, gone. And not only did my fever leave, but I felt good. I got up and fixed a meal for everyone. What has he done? Well, he healed me of a fever. Oh, here comes another man. Yes, sir. My name's Peter. We got into a ship to cross the Sea of Galilee. A sudden storm came up, as it does in those parts, and it covered the waves. We didn't think we were going to make it. And Jesus was asleep on the boat, and we woke him up. And you know what he did? He stood up and rebuked the storm and calmed the sea. It was unbelievable. We marveled. We never saw anybody do that. What has he done? He calmed the sea, and he stopped the storm. Well, here comes another fellow. Yes, sir. Can we help you? What's your story? Well, I'm Jairus. I was a ruler of the synagogue. I only had one daughter. She was 12 years of age, and she's dying. Fact is, by the time I reached Jesus, I didn't know it, but she was already dead. They'd already started the funeral music when we arrived back home. But Jesus put them all out of the house and took us inside, and he reached down and took my daughter by her hand and said, "Maid, arise." And my daughter got up. She was well. She was made perfectly whole. You ask me, what has he done? He healed my only daughter. He brought her back from the dead. Well, here comes a young boy. Just a young lad. "Hey, fella, what do you have to say?" "Well, I thought I'd come up here and tell you what Jesus did for me. I'm listening to him one day teaching. There's a big crowd there. They say 5,000 men besides the women and children. And I remember hearing Jesus say, I don't want to send them away hungry. And so one of his disciples, Andrew, I believe it was, brought me to Jesus. And I gave him my lunch that my mom had given me. It was just 5 loaves and 2 fish. And I watched Jesus pray and give thanks. And I watched him give to disciples who then gave to us. And all of us were fed. And then they took up what's left and they had 12 baskets left over. What has he done? Well, I know he fed thousands on just 5 loaves and 2 fish. Well, here comes a fella. "Boy, you look familiar. What's your name?" My name is Bartimaeus. I used to be blind. In fact, I would sit by the highway side of Jericho begging. But I heard a commotion one day, and I asked what was going on, and they said, "Jesus of Nazareth is coming." Oh, I'd heard of him before. I heard of the miracles he's able to do. And I cried out to him, "Jesus, have mercy on me." You know what Jesus did? He came to where I was. He touched my eyes. And now I see. I see. What has he done? He's opened my eyes. Oh, don't you see the line forming? I see Lazarus. I see the wedding party from Cana in Galilee. I see Zacchaeus. I see a man at the pool of Bethesda. But wait a minute. What has he done for you? Eyes to see, ears to hear, legs to walk, home to live in, clothes to wear, healthy mind, healthy body, food in the cupboard, vehicle to carry you or drive you. To God be the glory. Great things he hath done. Have you stopped to say thank you, Lord, for breathing his air this morning, for walking on his earth, for drinking his water? I'm saying, God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Yes, sir. Excuse me. Oh, your name? Nicodemus. I was religious. In fact, I was a Pharisee. I was part of the Sanhedrin. I had to go to Jesus at night. I wanted to go secretly. I didn't want anybody to know I was going to him. I was trying to do it under the cover of darkness. And that night, Jesus looked at me and he said I had to be born again. I wasn't exactly sure what he meant. I even asked, can I go the second time into my mother's womb and be born? He said, no. He said that was a fleshly birth. That was a physical birth. You need a spiritual birth. And he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And I put my faith and trust in Jesus as my Savior that day. He saved me. And he gave me everlasting life. I've been born again. Thank you, Mr. Nicodemus. Here comes a woman. Can we hear your story, ma'am? Well, I'd never been to church, and I'd never been a churchgoer. I was on the wrong side of things in life, and I lived a very immoral life. But one day, it was the heat of the day, and I knew I could go out to the well, and no one would be there to bother me. And I went out with my pail to draw water from the well, and there was Jesus. And he started a conversation with me. I was surprised. He seemed to know all about me. He told me of this everlasting water, that if I would drink of it, I'd never thirst again. Well, I took him up on his offer, and I drank. I received him as my Savior that day. I was saved. And can I tell you, I've never thirsted again. What has he done? He's forgiven my sins. He saved my soul. Oh, time just doesn't allow us to hear from Zacchaeus, or Matthew, or the maniac, or Mary, or Martha, or Lazarus. Oh, they're lined up. We just don't have time to hear from them yet. But let me ask you today, what has he done for you? Has he saved you? Has he forgiven you? If you've never received him as your Savior, why don't you ask him to do that today? You see, everything Jesus ever did, he did for us. What should you do for him? Accept him as your Savior. Accept him as your Lord. You'll never get over what he's done. What hath he done? You know what he done? You know, bad English, good communication. He paid for your sin. Someone rightfully said, because of Jesus' payment on the cross, and he paid the sin debt, and he was buried and rose again the third day, now he's able to save all those that come unto God by him. You can put all the religions of the world and put them under two headings. One says do. Do this, do that, do this, do that. And every religion will have a different list of do's. But the truth is, the other heading for salvation is what God says, done, D-O-N-E. Nothing we can do. It's what Jesus Christ has already done, that we receive the gift of eternal life and we can be saved. Will you trust the Lord as your Savior today? Just pray to him. Ask him to forgive your sin. Ask him to be your Savior. He will save you. He surely will save you. He saves all those that come unto God by him. And if you're saved, why don't you realize what all he's done for you? And rejoice. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He sure is. And you could sing, he hath done great things. He hath done great things. He hath done great things. He's so good to me. Well, hope you have a great Tuesday, everybody. I hope you realize all that he's done for you and that you'll take time to praise him and rejoice in him throughout the day today. And listen, you can pick up past broadcasts on both iTunes and iHeartRadio. Subscribe to the podcast, and they're available there underneath Bible Baptist Church, Words to Encourage. You can also pick up past programs from our website, bbcgrovecity.org. And there's a donate button there as well if you'd like to donate to help with the expense of the radio. We sure appreciate your prayers. If you have a prayer request or a blessing that you can share with us, we'd love to hear from you, and we'd pray with you and for you, and of course, rejoice with you in any blessings that you have as well. And we'll look forward to being with you tomorrow on the broadcast, and that'll be Wednesday. And of course, we know that's always church night, and we look forward to our midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. And I want to talk a little bit tomorrow on the radio, if you can tune in, about thinking my way to victory. The Bible says, it's a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You never change the way you live until you change the way you think. And we'll look forward to having that lesson tomorrow, Lord willing, on the broadcast. I appreciate you listening to Words to Encourage Radio, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. And I'll look forward to being with you again for our broadcast on Wednesday. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly Words to Encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.